This is the second of two papers that I am reviewing on retention, and this is concerned the effect of the retainers upon gingival and periodontal health. The paper was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics, and it was called Bonded versus Vacuum-Formed Retainers, a Randomized Controlled Trial, Part 2, Periodontal Health Outcomes After 12 Months, and the lead author was Dr. Story. They set out to test the null hypothesis that there was no significant difference in periodontal health between patients fitted with bonded retainers and vacuum-formed retainers over a 12-month period. This was a one-to-one parallel randomized controlled trial in which they enrolled 30 patients who were randomly allocated treatment with bonded retainers and 30 who received vacuum-formed retainers. The main outcomes in this study were periodontal measurements that were taken by a calibrated operator. They recorded the amount of calculus using the calculus index. Gingival health was measured by the gingival index, as described by Lowe, and the plaque accumulation was recorded using the plaque index. It was not possible to blind the patient or the clinician to the group allocation in this study. They provided a large amount of data on this study, and I am just going to really outline the major points. When they looked at plaque index, there was no real difference between the two groups. However, at 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months, there was a significantly higher plaque index for bonded retainers when compared to vacuum-formed retainers. When they looked at gingival health, they showed that the gingival health was worse with bonded retainers after 3 months in the maxillary arch and after 6 months in the mandibular arch. When they looked at the calculus index, this increased from baseline in the mandible for both retainer types, and there was a general increase in median calculus scores for bonded retainers throughout the study. Their overall conclusion was that the presence of bonded retainers appears to increase the levels of plaque, gingival inflammation, and calculus when compared to patients fitted with vacuum-formed retainers. However, after 12 months, the indices recorded do not suggest clinically significant implications for periodontal health. I thought that this was a good and interesting study that obtained data that was useful to us as clinicians. It was nicely done. Randomization and concealment were good. I thought there was an issue with lack of blinding because it could lead to bias within the study. However, I thought it was important that this study was carried out in real-world clinics and therefore it has a degree of generalizability to our clinical practice. I was reassured that there did not seem to be any long-term harmful effects to the gingivae. However, I am still concerned about long-term bonded retainer wear on my patients, and my preferred retainer is still a vacuum-formed retainer. Bonded versus vacuum-formed retainers, a randomized controlled trial, part 2, periodontal health outcomes.